right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, March 25th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a 9-game NBA main slate today. We have a 2-game NHL main slate as well. Baseball is officially back this week with opening day on Thursday, and today is Monday, so we will be announcing the winners for our PGA mini challenge. The birdie finished yesterday, and we had some pretty high finishers, so it was a pretty sweet sweat toward the end there. So we'll get to all that once we get through the intro here. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and you want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So before we jump into questions, let's jump into our winners for this week. So we've been running our PGA 4-week mini challenge where you max out the $3.20 max on DraftKings. And it looks like this week's winner was Snorlax Attacks here, getting second place with 519.5 points. So close to that first place finish. It was a crazy sweat down the stretch. If you guys were sweating the tournament, it was like Malnati. It was huge. It was Cam Young. It was crazy. It was back and forth. So it was a super fun tournament to sweat round four. And so along with the winner here for the highest finisher, we also have to do our roll to see who our free roll to see who gets free entries into next week's birdie contest here. So I've got all the people who participated this week. If you guys want to check to make sure your name's on here, the page to this is linked in the Office Hours channel. It is the pinned message up at the top in case, we always like to allow you guys to double check our work. So anyways, as of right now, I've got all the names pulled over. I'm going to hit shuffle a couple times here, and we are going to do a spin to see who wins free entry into next week's birdie contest. So it looks like the winner is M-Dum Blueski. Congratulations. Congratulations to both of our winners here. And we are looking forward to giving away some awesome prizes. Hopefully we can get a first place finisher within these 4 weeks here. So got the names here. Our support team will reach out to both of the winners there. And now to jump into the show. So let me get SaberSim pulled up here. Rashid said, good evening. What is up, Rashid? And we're going to jump into our first question. A quick one here from YMB. Just asked, our spring training game projections for MLB not being posted. So we don't do projections for spring training. They're really hard to project with, players like only throwing so many pitches or some players getting at bats or like how many they do. So it's like kind of hard to predict exactly what's going to happen in spring training since they're not like real life games. So that is why we don't do projections for spring training. But our MLB opening day projections will be out here, I'd say within a day or two. All right. Question here from James. James said, can you export lineups from Yahoo into SaberSim for late swap? If so, can you show how to do this? Thanks. So you definitely can. I don't have like a Yahoo file. I'm not playing on Yahoo right now. So can't show it, but I will show you our resources for this. So if you go to the top right corner, you go to the menu, you open that up, you click help. So there's two videos that you're going to want to check out here. So go down to frequently asked questions, click view more. And then the first one you're going to want to go is to import. So this is how to get your lineups from Yahoo into SaberSim. So there is a tutorial in here for Yahoo. So we have DraftKings, FanDuel, Yahoo, and Owner's Box. So I would come in here and watch the Yahoo tutorial. So I'm just going to drop this here back to you in the Office Hours channel. And then, so this is how you get your lineups from, or even reserved entries from Yahoo into SaberSim. And then this other tutorial, how to fill your entries, these two go hand in hand. And then you're going to see a Yahoo specific version here as well. So I would watch this. Both of these are about like a minute, should be a quick watch, and should give you all the information you need to get your lineups from Yahoo into SaberSim and then back from SaberSim back to Yahoo. So check those two out and you should be all set. All right. Let's get SaberSim back. And let's hit our next question from Sam. Sam said, when you upload your own pool, Saber score is negative. Will it still rank the lineups the same as if you built a pool instead of uploading? I tried to figure the answer myself, but figured I would ask here as well. So what Sam's referring to is our upload pool option. So what you do is you open up a build, and then if you have a lineups file that you built outside of SaberSim, you can import it into SaberSim to use the contest sims or to use the entry editor or however you want to do it. So you just right-click on a build with no lineups in it, and then you're going to get this upload pool option. And then when you do that, you can upload a lineup file. So if you are doing that and the rankings look off to you, what I would do is I would go to the top right corner. I would go to report a problem. And then I would just write us a brief description like, hey, I'm uploading my pool and all the Saber scores are negative. Seems super weird. And then that will allow our team to look into it and we could see what's going on with that uploaded file. Or if you want to do, email us the file you're using to support@sabersim.com and just kind of explain what you're going through or the steps that you're taking, that will help out our team as well. But we're happy to look into any issues like that and get those things fixed. All right. Question from Jay Sams Jr. Once the Sims are done running and you get your lineups and there are players that are not showing up, does that mean the Sims think that those players do not have a high upside? So this could be dependent on a couple things, right? I mean, if you're only playing like three lineups, you know, and you're playing like a NBA lineup, like that's literally only like 24 lineup slots. You know, if you're playing like 20 lineups, then that becomes a lot more. Ultimately, what SaberSim is doing is, you know, it is building lineups and then it is looking at the combination of players here. And then it's depending on your sorting metric, it's giving it a score, right? So like if you're using SaberScore, what it's doing is that it's looking at three factors. It's looking at the projection of the lineup. So the sum projection. It's looking at the 95th percentile of the lineup, and it's looking at the lineup's average adjusted ownership. So upside here comes from what happens is when the lineup is built, we go back into the Sims and we basically say like, hey, this lineup has a range of outcomes. We're going to look at how did this combination of eight players do across all the Sims we use to build this lineup. And then the lineup gets similar to how players have like a score distribution, right? You click on any one player, you're going to see this graph. A lineup has a graph, right? And then we're going to, you know, describe those as lineup percentiles. And then the lineup adjusted ownership gets a negative weight because we want to tax lineups that have very high ownership here and, you know, find the right combination of, you know, right amount of ownership, right amount of upside, right amount of some projection. And then the, you know, highest score at the end of it, because it is a raw calculation, you can see the formula, ends up being your top lineup, right? So if players aren't showing up, you know, they might be showing up in the pool, right? Like I'm looking at Jason Tatum in 11% of my pool, but he's in 0% of my top 20. Well, that just means that, hey, you know, when we look at, you know, salary and value and projection and upside, you know, the lineups that have Jason Tatum don't grade out as well as some of these other lineups that have Luka, that have Nikola Jokic, that have Devin Booker, because these players are showing up in our top 20. So it really comes down to just more than, you know, one player, just really like how that player fits into an entire lineup, you know, how their salary affects the other players that you can use, et cetera here. All right. Question from Clippins. Question says, if I wanted exposure of, say, let's say 50% of a player in a 20 max, as an example, would a viable strategy be to lock that player pre-build, run a pool of 5,000 that all contain that player, set lineups to 10, then contest sim to pull out the best 10 lineups that have that player, then run a separate build where that player is X from the player pool to get my remaining lineups. Mainly wondering if any downsides to forcing a player lock pre-build to get exposure to him by finding best lineups out of 5,000 that contain that player versus trying to get that same exposure post-build where all 5,000 pool lineups don't have that player. I don't think you particularly need to do this. Honestly, you know, what I would just do is just set a minimum exposure of 50% to the player here. So if you're going to do it pre-build, you know, pre-build works on two levels, right? First, it's going to make sure that there are 50% of said player in your pool. And then after that, it's going to make sure that 50% of your lineups, however many lineups are in your number of lineups, also have that player. So just because you force the 50% pool exposure doesn't mean that your top 20 lineups are, or, you know, you're going to have 10 out of your top 20 with that player, right? You could have more with that player. You could have less with that player, but either way, it's going to go and find at least 10 lineups that do have that player. So I don't think you need to use the favorites feature here. I think that, you know, you could probably just set a minimum exposure and be okay. I think, you know, it just seems like it probably takes more time than like what you get out of it. All right. Question here from Chuck. Chuck said, how should I interpret these contest flashback results? Is it a bad thing my sim 99% profit to exceed the first place prize of 5K? So I'm going to have to probably look at this after the show, just because some of this stuff is like takes a little bit more time for me to analyze. Like, this picture is kind of small. So Chuck, I will get back to you after the show. And since you posted it in Discord, I can just respond to you there. So let me take a look at that contest flashback stuff and get back to you. All right. Question from AJ. Let me make a note. Get back to Chuck. All right. AJ said, hey, Andrew, what is the best way to build balanced lineups? It seems the majority of builds are stars and scrubs. Yeah, you know, NBA is like, you know, we are very much toward the end of NBA season here. And you'll see this, right? You'll see teams like give guys a shot. You know, we've seen like a lot of, you know, Toronto like mixing in some like really a low salary starters. You know, Boston starts Xavier Tillman. Like, it gets a little weird toward the end of NBA season here. So if you're looking to build balanced builds, then my opinion is probably the easiest thing to do to avoid the stars and scrubs lineups is to just get rid of like the quote unquote scrubs here. So easiest way to do that, either one of two ways. I think the simplest way to do it is to set a salary filter. So I would go into my filters, I would go to add filter, and then I would say, you know, show players with salary greater than, you know, 4,000, right? And if you do this, well, one, you're getting rid of all the players under this salary, right? But by eliminating them, you almost can't go and get some of those, like you're not going to be able to get Nikola Jokic and Luka Doncic in the same lineup without having like some 3K players. And it sounds like, you know, that's what you're trying to avoid is like some of those stars and scrubs. So if you want to go more balanced, then force a higher minimum salary so the builder can't play some of those cheap players and has to build more balanced lineups. So that's one way to do it. It's kind of aggressive. You know, you can mess around with like projection as well. Like, hey, you know, just don't play any person projected for, you know, less than 15 points, less than 17 points, less than 18. And then those salaries are going to creep up. And at least, you know, like, hey, if there is, you know, some 3K player who has some insane value tonight, at least I'm not missing them, right? Like, for whatever reason, you know, I haven't looked into the slate too much yet, but what's like the highest person here? But like, there are some pretty high 3K players with like a decent projection, right? Like Patrick Baldwin, I saw Lonnie Walker, right? So like, I don't know what these teams look like tonight, but you know, Lonnie Walker projected for like a lot of ownership at the moment, right? So do you really want to get rid of that guy? Like, I don't know. So you can mess around with the projection filter if you don't want to go with the hard and fast salary option. All right. Question from Zachary. Zachary said, in a sport like NASCAR with six drivers and only one game, quote unquote, what is the top number of sims to run for time efficiency? Running 5,000 took forever. Is 1,000 enough? 2,500 enough? So I would say anytime you're doing like a build on Sim Diversity 10, which is ultimately what you're using when you're running these single race simulations for NASCAR, when you're building showdown lineups, I personally do 2,500. You know, I think the default pool size is usually 2,000. I've found that 2,500 doesn't take that much more time. But if you do try to get to, you know, 4,000, 5,000, that the builder can really, really crawl toward the end. So I've done 2,500 and I haven't had an issue getting to enough lineups or as many lineups as I need. So I would recommend 2,500 if you're trying to find a balance between time savings and lineups. All right. Looks like we're all caught up with questions here in the YouTube chat and the Office Hours channel. I do have to get back to Chuck. That is on my list here. So I think we're going to call it today, everybody. Appreciate you guys tuning in, hanging out with me. And if you are playing some DFS tonight, good luck to you. So until tomorrow, everybody, I'll see you all. Thanks. Take care. Bye.